The U.S. is planning a military intervention in Syria. That's according to Debka File, a website close to the Israeli intelligence. It quotes U.S. sources as saying that the invasion is not a question of if, but when. Debka File says Syrian opposition groups are in Washington asking for heavy weaponry. UN monitors suspend their activities in Syria. Chief of the observers cites escalating violence as the cause of the suspension. General Mood blames both Damascus and armed gangs for the unrest. He says the hostilities are posing significant risks to the observers, impeding their ability to carry out their mandate. Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood calls for a referendum following a decision by the ruling military junta to dissolve parliament. The dissolution coincides with the first day Egyptians began voting in a presidential runoff. Many Islamic parties and figures call the move a military coup against the revolution. At least seven people, including police officers, are killed in a blast in the northwestern Pakistani city of Khohat. A bomb ripped through a police van. Saturday was a deadly day in Pakistan. Another bombing in the Khyber tribal region killed over 24 people. Spaniards hold a massive rally to protest against bank bailouts. The protesters gathered outside the headquarters of crisis-hit Bankia. They demanded the government bail out struggling people, not faulty banks. Madrid has already managed to secure a European financial aid package for its ailing banks. And in the Portuguese capital, Lisbon, thousands take to the streets to protest against the government's austerity policies. The reforms are required by the EU and the IMF in return for a multi-billion euro bailout. Portugal received it to handle its crippling debts. Major labor unions have already warned against the measures. Two Russian opposition parties joined forces to push the government to free detained activists. The People's Freedom Party, also known as Parnas, has united with the Republican Party. The two are also demanding new parliamentary and presidential elections be held by next year. And a prison fire in the southeastern Turkish city of Sanliorfa claims over a dozen lives. The fire reportedly broke out amid a mutiny. The blaze was brought under control before it could spread throughout the jail. The prison hosts a large ward for political prisoners.